Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. Slovakia fully aligns itself with the statement made by the European Union on behalf of the EU and its member states. At the outset, I wish to thank the High Commissioner for his comprehensive overview that reflects the successes and challenges of the past year, including the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on refugees and other people of concern. Indeed, since the beginning of 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused an unprecedented global public health emergency all around the world. Its effects have been most acutely felt by populations already affected by humanitarian crisis and conflict, including refugees and internally displaced persons. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused disruption in the implementation of resettlement and assisted voluntary return and reintegration programs, as well as in the support provided to third countries. In the context of economic recession and increasing challenges for maintaining social cohesion, the COVID-19 crisis is likely to have long-term impact on refugee populations. We commend the UNHCR for not stopping its work throughout the global pandemic, but rather immediately scaling up its support to refugee populations and their local communities. Ending the COVID-19 pandemic must include a broad global commitment to ensuring that all people, including refugees, are protected in the spirit of the Global Compact on Refugees. We count on the agency's continued proactive leadership in confronting these challenges, working with governments which led the coronavirus response. Slovakia is ready to support the High Commissioner and his office in this regard. Mr. Chairman, the first ever Global Refugee Forum held last December led to a set of wide-ranging and substantial commitments to improve the lives of almost 26 million refugees and to support